Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about how to prevent a war between brothers. We're living in stormy times here in Israel, and we'd like to understand how to avoid a catastrophe and maybe get some peace and quiet. Tal, please. Undoubtedly, there's lots of tension, pressure. In the first wave of the corona, there was some kind of fraternity, brotherhood, something. But now, the more we advance and the corona's not letting go, we see that the public's becoming more stormy. There are more and more frictions, and there is an escalation in public debate. Even the president said that there is a danger of political murder and so on. There is a real fear of physical violence and war between different groups with different views in the public. And especially we see the two political groups fighting each other, but there are also other groups that can't agree on anything. If I came from a more leftist point of world view, I see that we can't listen to any other opinion, even if the news will present something that is opposed to my worldview, to my group. I don't see it. I don't hear it. I listen only to what I think is correct and true. And these two groups, as if can't understand each other, there's a complete rift between these two groups, and things are only getting worse, escalating. So, from this point, how do we come to something better? And the question is, first of all, why does the corona bring us to such an escalation in the relations between us? Dr. Layton, it's not simple, and it's not a virus like we think about it from the medical or biological point of view. But the force that is working on us, and first and foremost, is working on us and activating our ego. And the ego is the center of our life. The inner basic central fundamental force of man and society and in general the entire universe. And when the egoistic force grows in the still vegetative animate and especially in people, then as a result, we see problems, collisions, outbursts on all levels. And it's no wonder that today the world seems so bad. And for me, it's not a matter of a biological virus. For me, it's a matter of, I'd say, a spiritual virus. That it's a matter of our worldview, our attitude toward ourselves, towards others. All this is being upgraded by the growing evil force, and in nature, there's a special program that this is how it's activating itself, and we have to acknowledge the evil of our development, so much so that we will also acknowledge what the remedy for it is, that we will be able to deal, that we will be able to derive the force of good from nature. But in the meantime, I see the entire process as a correct process. And in my eyes, it is a preferable process. Preferable. And this is called the recognition of evil, the revelation of evil, and the revelation of our egoistic nature, that we don't want to think about any kind of connection or closeness to anyone else, that I'm the only one who I accept and no one else. This is the first stage of the development of man. First of all, to develop the evil, to reveal it, and afterwards, distance yourself from evil and do good. These are processes that we have to go through. Tal, so if I understand correctly, we are at a stage of the recognition of evil, and I see that every group thinks that the evil is that the other group is evil. They're the only ones that are harming the connection. We are the good guys. We want in favor of the country and so on. From this state where we think that the other person has to change, how can we reach a state that is positive, Dr. Leitman? Were we to talk about other countries and nations around the world, then you could say that, yeah, that's the way. But we, who came here to build and be built, that we came to the land of Israel, we already came opposed, and everyone remembers that period of collisions between the different parts of society. And there is nothing that we can do. We only have to understand where it comes from and to explain to everyone. It all depends on education. And if we over time studied this, throughout all of these years we only learned about it as history and not something that's necessary for us today, and it's not that we have to do something about it, then we came to a state where the younger generation, they're simply pouring into the streets, only seeing their enemies, willing to kill them, feeling hate for them. Not like toward members of his own nation, but as toward the greatest enemies. And therefore, everything depends on education. Unfortunately, we missed this period, and we did not advance in that correctly. We see what's going on. And now we're not aware that our generation is in a bad situation. We're saying, no, the children are good. What do you want? Everyone has to have freedom. There should be pluralism. Our approach today is incorrect, too. That our teacher, as if giving themselves freedom, that this is how we have to educate. If you hate, you hate. You love, you love. I can't even talk about them. It's so, when I look at the results of this education, how terrible it seems to me. You talked about hate, that the younger generation, when they go and they take to the streets and so on, what is the root of this hate? Is it a regular social, psychological hate that you're part of this group, I'm part of that group, that's it? That's something that's well known, that a person identifies with his own group and he enjoys hating the other group. Is this the source of the hate that we're revealing? Dr. Leitman, has nothing to do with psychology. It has nothing to do with psychology whatsoever. We are in a special creation, special world. We're special creatures. That at our foundation is the ego. And then everything that I have in my ego, I love, and something that is not a part of it, even a bit, I hate. And nothing can help in this regard. I can't change myself. Therefore, we have no choice. Unless we go through the right, correct education, this hate will stay with us, and we won't be able to do anything, deal with life. Owen, I want to talk about the probability of a war between brothers. What if we will not be able to mend the differences, the rift between the extreme right, the extreme left, these, those? Can there be a war between brothers? Dr. Lightman, yeah? So much so that we'll practically destroy each other, and a small quantity of people will remain in order for us to be able to realize the thought of creation, the purpose of creation. But we can come to that. There were already such examples in history. Tal, and why does every such group see the other group as a real danger to their life? Dr. Lightman, because our ego is very great compared with other nations, and there, even if there is some kind of rejection, but it's not up to the point of hate. Even in the United States, we see that when there are such things, then there too, it's not ideological, but it's about black and white. Here it's something else. Here it's ideological. Here in the same family, there could be such that hate each other, like there's no one in the world that you hate more. Tal, what makes us split, Dr. Lightman? Because we're a developed nation, and therefore we can't stand anyone who's against my own opinion. Tal, all over the world we see that the political rift, the ideologies, they really take families apart. Dr. Lightman, yeah, in our times that exists there too. So what is the root of this hate that is revealed? Dr. Lightman, our ego? Our entire world, all in all, stems from the egoistic desire of self-love. This is the only thing that rules, controls, directs a person to do all that he does, and the more developed, have a greater force, egoistic force. And as it says, anyone greater than his friends, than his friend, his egoistic force is greater. And therefore, it's no wonder that we, as an ancient, developed nation, have a more egoistic desire than other nations, and therefore we're truly on the verge of mutual annihilation. Owen, so the situation is dangerous, even more dangerous than we thought. And now I want to advance in the direction of how can we connect between the groups? Is it possible to settle, to find a way to bring, to make peace between these two ideologies in some way? Dr. Lightman, it's a serious process that you can come to only through education. Oh, and what are the stages of this process, Dr. Lightman? First of all, we have to explain where does the state that we exist in come from, the current state? What is the evil inclination? What is the evil force, our ego? Why are we so cruel that we're not willing even to listen to the other? Look what you have on television. The nation is educated by what they see. No one lets the other talk. Someone starts talking, the other cuts him off. That's how it is all the time. I don't know. The once or twice that I came to these talks, I started talking. When someone else starts talking, I stopped. They look at me, why do you stop? How can I talk if someone else is talking? And they couldn't even understand how to continue, because everyone together has to talk. If everyone together has to talk, then no one hears the other. Then what did I come for? What did I come for? I can listen to myself at home too. Tal, the process that we have to go into is the style, our ability to listen to each other. Dr. Leitman, we have to learn. It's an entire system. An entire system of how do we communicate.
That,
suppose I'm a person who has leftist views, and I'm 100% that I'm right. I love my country, I want its benefit, and the other side are dangerous. How can I do something that you call head toward unity? Or I'm sure that I'm right, Oren. And suppose I have right-wing views. I think the same, only from the opposite point, and we're sitting at the same table on both of its sides, and each of us is 100% that his opinion is true and correct for the future of the country, and because the other has an opposite opinion, he's actually the danger, because we live in the same country. If we'd have two countries, great, you can do what she wants. But because we have one country, we can do only one thing, and her opinion destroys everything, and she thinks that mine does. How do we start communicating? Dr. Leitman, you have nothing to talk about? Nothing. To the contrary. It's better for you to simply shut up, because then each of you will know that the other is opposed to me, and then what's left to do is only to kill them. So it's better not to talk. It's better to talk when the sides understand, are ready, know what we have to come to and in what way, and then they can enter some kind, go into some kind of connection. What they do on TV, on the talk shows, or in parliament, it's all a circus. In order to get rating, in order for people to watch, and to educate people in the worst possible way. Owen, okay, we understand that things aren't working. What can you offer us that can lead us to a better place and prevent a war between brothers? Dr. Lake, education. Owen, what are the stages? You're not talking about kindergartens and schools, Dr. Lightman. There too? There too, because this is where we are. That you have reached a state that you can't talk to each other, but you only want to kill each other. You came from the different educational institutions. What did they teach you there? What did the educational institutions teach you? To kill each other, to want to kill each other. We weren't given the preparation, Dr. Leitman. You were given hate toward each other. Spell it out. We can't blur the matter. It's forbidden. Owen, I don't remember that I was taught to hate anyone if his opinions are opposed to mine. There is room for his opinions, for my opinions. There's democracy. I was brought up to advance the agenda that I think is correct. Tal was taught to do the same. We weren't taught to hate, Dr. Leitman. So the fact that you think that this was correct education, that's the mistake. Owen, so what do we have to add? Let's put aside what happened. Dr. Leitman, in my opinion, what we have to add is education. Education, not what you had. You didn't have education. That's not called education. That you go out and you can hate others. Education, first and foremost, has to be to love others. Write this down, please. Very good. That correct education means to love others despite the fact that they have different views. Maybe they speak differently. First and foremost, I love the other person. That's called love covers all crimes. And after I relate to others that way, I can start thinking, what is our purpose in life? What are we living for? How can I relate to a person that is a part of my nation, that is like a brother, or someone close? Am I allowed to hate him? I have to get the opposite education. You didn't tell that. You weren't told that you have to love the other. But yeah, there's pluralism, different opinions. And what happens? All of these different opinions, opposing opinions, when they take to the streets, it really becomes dangerous. We see even in families where we're supposed to love, opposing opinions generate hate. So what can we do? It's not through learning, it's through education. Education has to build a human being. It's not just the acquisition of knowledge to teach a person, but you have to sculpture that person to really build him. And therefore, this is very meticulous work, and we have to learn how to do this. We have to prepare the correct educators. Olin, what is there to love about someone who thinks the opposite to what I think? His way of thinking causes harm, in my opinion, to myself and to my children and to everyone. What can I love him for? He's the source of evil. Dr. Leitman, if you learn that you come from one source, and that this source is one of love, and that by this upper source that exists in nature, that it, on purpose, puts you in these kinds of disputes for you to be able to rise above the hate, above different arguments, in order to rise to a higher level than simply fighting on the street and all this nonsense. You will understand that you have an opportunity to be above people in this world, being above who we are, but to really exist on a higher level. Oh, and this higher level, this like superior being, it's a more advanced social creature, Dr. Leitman. Yeah, it's the gathering of people, a collection, a gathering of people that are internally connected, that want to be connected this way, and by doing so to reach the upper force of nature. Owen, the people that put together this entity, they all have the same opinion. Dr. Leitman, no way, the complete opposite. Only each of them concedes his own personal opinions in order to reach connection, in order to reach a hug, so that in this kind of connection, in this unity between opposing states, they will feel the connection of the separation, in the separation, and will be able to identify with the upper force in nature. Owen, suppose here in Israel, people create this kind of connection, which you called a higher being. What will things be like then? People will be more right wing, left wing, middle. How will they take practical decisions? Dr. Leitman, love covers for all crimes. It's forbidden for them to take any decision, make any law, unless they reach a happy middle. Oh, and what happy middle? I have an extreme opinion, and she does too. Dr. Leitman, until you raise yourself above all of these opinions and connect there, it's forbidden for you to decide on anything. Otherwise, you decide according to what? To the majority. So there's what? There's pluralism here, is socialism, communism, who knows what? Or by the power of the fist. Like we see sometimes people fighting over these things. Or what? Owen, I'm not familiar with a better method than the majority, Dr. Leitman, but the majority won't help. According to the majority, what happens is that people take to the streets and you have no majority. You see what's going on. You take to the streets in order to show everyone who's stronger. By the power of fist. How could it be that in the 21st century that people take to the streets like they did thousands of years ago, suppose, wanting to convince each other forcefully by burning whatever, shops, and so on, trying to convince each other by violence, breaking everything. How could it be that by this we as if decide who's wrong, who's right? Please explain. Oh, and I have no explanation. It's really painful. Dr. Leitman, so we're living in a state where I have no idea whether in the Stone Age they reached these kinds of decisions. There you had the elderly who were accepted by the entire tribe, suppose. And the elderly used to say, we have to do this and that. Today you have no elderly. Today everyone disregards all the elderly, giving them 1,000 shekels a month in order for them to shut up. And we, the younger generation, take to the streets, breaking showcases, burning stores here, there. And then we show everyone that we're right. Right. After we burn and do, pushing the elderly aside, and then what follows is that we're right.
Okay.
Tal, maybe from this low point we'll be able to advance to a better state. Dr. Leitman, for sure, with the help of education. Oren, our time's up, but again, can you repeat, what is the central qualitative additional thing that each of us has to take? What do we have to add? Dr. Leitman, to add that we have to rise above each above his own personal truth, and to reach a state where love covers all crimes. That we reach the upper force. It's not that you're right or I'm right. None of us is right. The truth is above us both. Oh, and thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.